Good evening. The Shaila is, if somebody is not Daven Shachris yet, before Daven Shachris, and let's say he's on his way to Shul, or he's planning to Daven soon, and he gets a text message, let's say from his boss, there's a meeting this morning, 10 o'clock in the office, are you going to be there? Are you allowed to reply? Just yes or no. One word, yes or no. Or Labdaf his boss, or if it's done business, it's Shutef's texting him, Grace, I don't know, do you think we'll be able to arrange to make the deal by 4 o'clock this afternoon? And it's just a yes or no. Is it Mutter or Asa? Before Shachris, is it Mutter or Asa? Is Mamash, is something which I think no one ever thought of to say it should be Asa. No one thought, just yes. No big deal. I'm doing it while I'm walking to shul. It's not taking time. There's nothing. I'm not even concentrating about it. I'm not even thinking much about it. But it's not so poshut. Let's go through it slowly. The emphasis is there's three historians before Shachris. There's a few more than three stories, but there's three historians Chazal Asad, especially before Shachris. There's historians Chazal Asad before Tefillah. That he might, in Shemi Moshech, it might take longer, it might delay davening. But besides for that, there's three Yisroim Chazal Asad before Shachris. One Issa, it's all Gepaskin in the Sinan Pei test. One Issa is Lehakdim Shalom. To say Shalom before Shachris, to say Shalom to somebody, say the word Shalom. Say the word Shalom to somebody before Shachris, Chazal Asad. Why? Because it's Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're being mashre his name on someone else, instead of talking and using that name and talking to Baruch Shalom himself, you're doing it to somebody else first, which is not right. You have to first you double. Oh, so Shalom Aleichem, some person says Shalom Aleichem is okay, because it's not referring to Shalom. When somebody says Shalom, a lot of this is a very yeshivish expression, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom. Because you know, that word Shalom is mamash is a problem, because he's saying good morning Medina is mutter, but even that the mechaber writes the person shouldn't say good morning either, because you might end up schmoozing, having a long schmoozing, you might miss tefillah, whatever it is, might miss the so that's why the mechaber writes the person should say safra the moratav, safra tav or something. To call him is called Shalom is probably also mutter. You're calling him his name, yeah, it's probably also mutter. Now the next thing is the next thing is tzrachov. Chazal asked to do tzrachov. We're going to see what tzrachov means. His needs. He's doing other things, other mundane matters before Shachris. And the third thing is we all know is achila b'shtia. Is the issa to eat before davening. There is maybe a heta of somebody's a chayla, even if he's not a proper chayla, but he's a bit weak and he knows that this is going to help him to daven. But meikadin, a person, everyone knows this is achila. A person zikr can't have a meal before Shachris. A person maybe can have a biscuit or two or something to give him koichas, but and shtia is only referring to wine, referring to milk, it's not referring to water, not referring to. Chayes, Mr. Brewer brings now referring to, yeah, coffee, tea. The possible they say coffee, tea with milk, with sugar, also you can make it. But Kepadim, these are the three Sum, Hakdim Shalom, Asiyas Tzrachov, and Achile Beshtia. Now, Asiyas Tzrachov, what does it mean, Asiyas Tzrachov? So the Mechaber writes, Asa lo les asik b'tzrachov, oylei lech lederech, at shispar shtfilis from Nesra. Now, what does it mean? What is this Asiyas Tzrachov? So Asiyas Tzrachov, the Gemara says, in the Brachas, it says in the Post, the Gemara, Da'ashen sedek b'fon of Yahalech, v'yosem derech pa'amov. That b'derech pa'amov. A person first should speak to the Baruch Shalom, sedek b'fon of Yahalech, first he should. And then, only then, v'yosem derech pa'amov, he should do his activities, b'derech, which normally means a journey, but it means anything. Chazal learned from that pasuk it's a smach davada that there's a chiyuv to daven first before you're going on a derech. That's what the mechaber puts it together. Let's ask the b'tzrochov b'derech derech lelelech derech. So what does it mean? What is asiyas tzrochov? Asiyas tzrochov. There's things which is davar pashas also. There's things which is davar pashas muta. And then there's the between. Then there's the gray area which we're not clear about. So the things which is davar pashas muta, you'd have to get dressed. You'd have to. The mundane, the things that a person does when he gets up to be able to prepare himself to go to davening, the zikha is all zikha mutter. If a person needs to go, the person says he needs to go to the shachris by car. You go to shachris. You know what I mean? This is all b'chdei to go to daven. Some say to the end be'emes to have a shower before shachris. It's not so posh to have a shower because that is something which is not dafka. The mahalach person needs every single morning before he davens. So the first thing he does. to get dressed, he has to get dressed. But so some poskim say you're going to mikveh, and if anybody to mikveh, the chvis, the derech is to whatever. But okay, whatever. Maybe to have a quick shower. Some poskim say a person should have it with, shouldn't have it with soap. Okay, whatever is okay. Yes, lodun on that. But the normal the activities that a person needs to do in order to prepare himself to go to shul, avadah zmutah. The thing which is avadah osa, this proper siyas trochov means that a person's misasik and a person takes, he has to put koiches into it, he has to think through to go to his office and to go and sit in his office for an hour, and there's no tzirch, okay, just posha, I'm going to his office posha to do business, it's only business matters, he's going through his emails, and he knows he's going to respond to emails, he knows he's going to go into it, and he knows he's going to have to make bank transfers. That is a siyas trochov, no shach to shachris, and there's no heter. There's no etta.
What's the issue? Why?
Because the Gemara Darshan's first the person needs to daven say that you're in the phone of your halach. There's two things. It's not Shemi Moshech. Because there might be a Shemi Moshech as well.
Shemi Moshech, but it's not
a
fixed
davening. Yeah, no, but it's not. Yeah, you're right. There's other Yisroim Shemi Moshech. Chazal said there's Issa to have before Mincha a haircut to go to Merchus, which grad is Mutter before Shachris. Chazal never asked it before Shachris for a different reason, because it's not the Derech to go to Merchus before Shachris. So you're anyway not going to be in Moshech there. But you're right, there's normally Issa of the Shemi Moshech before Shachris. But besides for Shemi Moshech, there's a new Issa. A person wakes up in the morning, he needs to go to daven. That's what he's got to have in his head. He's good.
Checking emails.
So okay, so that's the shiny now. That's what I want to get to. But to go to the office and to Ms. Asik, and he knows a certain things he has to sort out. So let's say Chveis this morning is down in Shachris late. He knows he's down in Shachris late before Sosman Tefillah, before Sosman Krishma. Don't worry, he's all okay with that. But he knows he's down in Shachris late. He's down in Shachris 9:20, and this thing. And by the time he finishes Shachris, it's already 10:30. By the time he gets out of shul, it's 10:45, and it's ready. Who knows? It's ready. Nearly finished. The morning. So there's certain things he knows he has to get done. He's got three things on his list he has to get done, and it's things which is important to him, and that is Issa Sis Strachov, and it's Issa Medina to do it before Shachris. Something that we're not all aware of, something that I also wasn't aware of until I learned these halachas. There's certain things which takes sometimes very, very quick. Bank transfers today can take 10 seconds, a bank transfer. But what are you doing the bank transfer now for? You're doing it for business. Let's say you're doing it for business. So that's also, if you're doing a bank transfer to give to Docker, so there's a het of Chefte Shemayim. Chefte Shemayim is a different. Well, I mentioned in a minute again more bit about Chefte Shemayim. But Stamazoi, the things which takes even a few seconds, but it's a proper. You have to. Something you have to know what you're doing. You have to put the right details in. You have the right amount. It's of Asiyas Tzirachov. There's another head to the poskim. Bring his word. He can take you. It's also a big chiddush. This, by the way, the poskim say that you're allowed to take your children to cheder, and that includes as well going to Kolboy, doing whatever to buy the sandwiches, preparing their tashes, and taking them, putting them on their coats, and taking them to cheder. Why? Because it's part of chefta shemayim. Okay, it's a chiddush, but a lot of people are knowing lahakel. We're knowing lahakel to do it. If we wake up late, we're not going to say I don't care. I'm going to shachris now. When I come home, I'll take you all to school or throw on your wife, whatever it is. It happens that we do. There's why because chefs shemayim is a het of chefs shemayim. Okay, it's a different thing. I'm talking about things which is business matters, which is not dafka direct. Chefs shemayim business also chefs shemayim. Why? Because you're doing it in order to find it to mishpacha. No, but it's not direct chefs shemayim. It's not part of the het of chefs shemayim. Okay, so lechayra. L'chayra, it's not so poshut. Namashayit is things which are not so. It's lav dafka, like what I said before, bank transfer. Your boss is just asking you a simple question: are you going to be in the office 10:30? Because there's a meeting, and I would like you to be there. It's not. You're not doing anything. You're just telling him. You're giving him an idea. Yes, I will, or no, I won't. It's not. You're not doing anything. He wants to know what you're doing, and he just wants to know what's happening. But you're not doing anything. You're not actually making a transfer or doing something. You're not actually. So what is halacha with that? So. Yeah. So okay. So with this, it seems that this is this. I don't know. It's not clear, but it seems that things which are very, very, a very kabbalistic thing, a very easy, light thing, is mutter. The moshul, I'll bring you a raya. But before I bring you a raya, there's a brilliant from Shem Zalman. Shem Zalman says, what happens if you get going downstairs, you're about to go out, and you see the bins out by the front door, and all you need to do is just take it to the dustbin outside. So Shem Zalman says it's mutter, because it's not called asis trachov. Asis trachov is when you oisek in it, you have to put your mind to it. So let's say, maybe, to go to the kitchen, and to go and take the bin, and to knot it, and take it out of the bin, and then maybe it's already a problem. It's not, that's already something. If you just see by the front door, and you're just anyway going past your dustbin outside, so for Shem Zalman, they bring it's mutter. So something which is not.
If you don't do it, your wife will do it.
Some say that looking after your family before Shachris is chesed. It's also called chesed shemayim. So some say.
That's why you want to.
Yeah. So some say something is beseder, but it's very difficult to know. It's difficult to know. It's a very great thing because big deal. Why would you take out the bin now? Take it out to the now and off. What's the end of the world? Right? Your wife's gonna get nervous. So you have to know. So if your wife's not going to let you home later, okay, you know, you have to work it out. How it's a bit of a great thing. If your wife asks you, you're anyway going upstairs, can you just bring me down? Well, you're going to say, no, I can't do this before Shach. So why are you going? Right? So you have to. Right? It's English, which is the possible said is chesed.
Take the wheelie bin. You forgot. Oh, today is the wheelie bin.
Yeah.
So I forgot to take it out. So the chayim pashtus.
I don't know, let's say, I wouldn't say this is mamash, this is all of this, but I want to know what's the right halacha. Now it's very interesting, the Mechaber writes, I'll bring you a raya from the Mechaber writes, Mechaber is a raya, you know how to be Magdim Shalom, you know how to tell somebody Shalom, but there is a heter. There is different levels of being Magdim Shalom. There's different levels. There's different her. And one of the halachas the Mechaber brings over here, that if you might say chaver b'shuk, that you're passing it by, you're not anyway going. You're not going there for specific. You're not going there for him. You're not going there to speak to him. You're anyway going there. You're anyway going to the shuk for whatever reason, and you pass him by. So you're not to tell him. You're not to tell him good morning. And some, like I told you before, some Magdim not to say good morning because he might end up schmoozing more. So it's therefore it's only a tzar for the morah tav's mutter. So Mr. Brew brings over here. Well, what's the Mechaber saying that you're going to the market? Why are you going there? Why what are you doing there? So you could say you pass after pass back because you're going to it. But that the Mashkos of Shulchan Aruch Liris is the Esek because you're going to, you have to pass by. I didn't read the other words over here. Where is it? The Mechaber at Liris. Oh, here beforehand. Means we're passing by somebody. Liris is Dafke Liris, but it's Asik Mamush. Also, could Matvira Chamon Siv Gimel. So it says Mishabruf and Prima Godim that no, with Macham means Liris says Asik. You're just going because you need to check on something, but to go and deal with something there. But it's also because like Machaber says, like we spoke Asir Strucho. So it's quite clear. There's a difference there between going to deal with something and sort something out, or just going to check on something. So if a person Marshall knows that if he's just checking on his emails, he's not doing anything about it. Either he's waiting for an important email, or just he wants to know if anything's come in, just checking, and he knows he's not doing anything about it. You're talking, it's beseder. This is business, right? So to take the wheelie bin out, maybe not. To check on your emails, hurry, yeah, right? It's very interesting. Now there's another interesting heter. And this is Ad Kan, L'Chayr comes out, that to make a proper Asiyah Strachah before Shachris is Asa, but just something which is Kal, and it's not such a big Asikin, is Mutter. So if your boss, the Moshe, asks you, did you speak to the council yesterday? Did they? And you have to start going into and telling him yes. And you're going to have to tackle. They told me that we need somebody to call them back at 12. And maybe if you're there, can you? So that's really probably Asiyah Strachah. Are you ready? If your boss just asking you one yes no question, then lechur it's mutter before Shachar.
If I go to the council, yes, if I tell them.
Ask me afterwards. I'll tell you, Moshe. Yeah. Now there's two heter. There's one heter, which is lechayyeh heter, and that said this. The Mechaber writes that there's no heter. The Mechaber writes again. The Siv Gimel. Also, let's ask about Tzrachov. You got to daven Shachris. It's shachris. We mean when we sing before davening, it means shachris. Says the Rama, "Yesh mekilim la'achas shamu mixas brachas kodem shamu kodem shamu baruch shama." V'toyv la'achem zeh. The Tzemach Tzedek says that brachas is good enough. Brachas. If you just said the brachas because hashachas is good enough, but the mechaber is very clear. He's not matir. He has to. He's mechayv. They have to daven. You have to properly daven. And if you look at B'Siyosev, he doesn't like this heter brachas. Now the, later on in Siman Tzadik, the mechaber there says halacha. That if a person is where's Aloch? Let me just see if I remember it. I've got non gimel. Here it is. Yeah, the Mechaber writes here. Yesh mishoyma shemkol mokum. Yeah, the Mechaber is talking about here. You're allowed to go on a journey before davening, in order to go to a place to daven. Says the Mechaber, by zicha asa to leave a town where there's already 10 davening. There's an issa to leave a town when there's already 10 davening and to go out of town and daven b'yichidus. Says the Mishnah Berurah here. I don't understand. It says over here that you're not allowed to leave town in a place where there's already a minyan, and later you're not going to be able to have a minyan. Mashma, that it's only because you'll lose out on a minyan. Ubeloi zeh shori. Says the Mishnah Berurah here, Mahabalav achi asa lotzis lederech kodem tefilas yudches kulel simen pei tesif gimel. You're not allowed to go to derech. So what's the Mechaber saying over here? No, you're not allowed to go to derech if you're going to lose out on a minyan. You're not allowed to go to derech bechlal before davening. Like we said, yeah? Says the Mishnah Berurah here, that the Ma'ariv Shama Brachas Koidim Atfila Afilachi Osa Kan Mishum Bittul Tfila Betzibu. Says the Mishnah Berurah. No, the Mechaber here is talking about even if you said Brachas, because Brachas were like the Ramos Mate, the Ramos Dachmate Brachas. And so here the Mechaber says this Hetel Brachas won't help because you're losing out on Tfila Betzibu. So it's very clear the Mechaber is. It does go with this teretz that after you say brachas, maybe there's a heter, right? So the Shmuel Vosner and Shevet Halevi brings that it'll be a heter of brachas. Therefore, if a person he says it's mamash shasat chak, let's say he said his question, his shayla is if you're going to Yerushalayim and you go early in the morning, you'll get there quick. Take you, let's say, 40 minutes. If you go after shachas, take you an hour and a half because the pekakim. Says this, that's called a shasat chak. You're allowed to go before shachris and daven Yerushalayim, because it's called shasat chak. As long as you say brachos first. So if a person knows that it's something he has to be oisik in, and there is a heter of brachos. Is that it's shasat chak? I'll give you an example of what shasat chak is. Maybe some people have this. If let's say you have to deal with if you got a bank account in Israel, then you have to deal with them. You have to deal with them. Now some of the bank accounts, they close already at 2 o'clock. And if you let's say you're down on shachris, say 9:20, you'd only end up talking to them 10:30, 10:45, which is 12:45 already. Right? They're not gonna deal with it that day. That might be called a shas tchak with brachas. But you have to know. Maybe you should daven before. Not maybe, I would have said you have to daven earlier. No, what means you don't have to daven 9:20 with tzibul. Daven 7 o'clock. Daven you daven an earlier minyan. Why is that called shas tchak? So okay, so you have to. The chori, it's not called shasat chak. So let's say somebody told me. Let's say you're living in America, and you're davening the earliest minyan here. And to deal with an Israeli bank or overseas bank, it's going to work like that. Then maybe there's a heter of shasat chak. You have to know what shasat chak is. You have to find out exactly what's shasat. Now there's another fascinating thing. I don't know if I have time to finish to say the whole thing. And I said this: the Mechaber says, "Hey, you're not allowed to go on a journey before davening." Yeah. Okay. Now how can you go? What happens if somebody has a flight? And he has to leave to the airport, and it's before net, it's long before net, but it's after Alos, he can daven shachris. Is he allowed to go to the airport? Mechaber says, you're not allowed to go on a journey before davening. So he's allowed to go to the airport. But I think the minhag olam is, I don't know, I'm talking maybe just for myself, that yes, we would go. Why? Because what do we tell ourselves?
Life is not waiting for you.
Oh, so what do we tell ourselves? I can daven at home, be yichidus, I can daven at the airport, be yichidus. Once I've checked in, I'm more relaxed. Anyway, an hour and a half there, you have to wait. They force you to come in early. You have to. And this time, there's a lounge upstairs, which is quiet. So it's more geschmack. Yeah, that's, I don't know, maybe some people are dark, not like that. But is it mutar asa? So the Mechaber writes, it's asa. So now, the Mechaber writes, the last sif in this simon is a bit of a complicated sif. Mechaber writes, the tool brings two deus. Listen as follows. What happened if a person woke up after Alois? Okay? Now Alois, you can already daven shachris. Yeah, Mekadim. But you can't even say Krishma. Why? Because Krishma you have to wait for Mashiach, which is very, very not such a big amount of time. So now it's after Alois, he has to leave. He can leave, he doesn't have to leave yet, but he has to leave before Mashiach, if he wants to catch his flight. Yeah? But it's after Alois. So now he can daven, but he can't say Krishma. So the Torah brings 2 days. He said like this. Mitzad echad, there's a mile of davening now before I go on a journey. But I'm gonna miss out on smichas gula tefillah. You have to miss out the whole Birkas Krishma, just go straight to Shemini Esra, and then Birkas Krishma do later. That's one side. That's the Gemara. The other side of the Gemara says there's no takadaban later, everything later. So the Mechaba there paskins that a person should should daven first. He should daven first. The Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham says the Minhag HaOlam is not like that. The Minhag HaOlam is what? You can daven, but you can't say Krishma. Oh. So Mechaba paskins you have to daven and say Krishma later. Why? Because you're not allowed to go on a journey before davening. But Magen Avraham brings the Minhag is not like that. The Minhag is that you go out, you go on a journey, you go out on a journey and you daven later in order to be Masmet Gula Tefillah. So it's a stira. The Mechaba paskins you're not allowed. Mishnah Berurah brings it. It's a stira. Ladina comes out as a stira. Because here the Mechaba paskins you're not going on a journey. But now you're telling me that in such a oifel you can't go on a journey. So the terrorism that the Bisyasa brings is that when it's a Shasat Chak. I've got a flight. This is the only flight I can. This is a Shasat Chak. So now, in this case, if it's a Shasat Chak, yes, you're allowed to do this. You're allowed to go on a journey. But what happens if a person is davening at 7 o'clock? Ned says, let's say 6 o'clock. Aloy says already 5 o'clock. What Shasat Chak is? That's not Shasat Chak. If a person needs to do something important, I see a Tzrochov at 7 o'clock for whatever reason, and you daven normally at 7 o'clock, that's when you daven. There's no way to daven before. We see when the Mechaba says you can daven so early, at Kedekach, that you're not even so good in a tefillah. We don't pass the Minigayim, is not like that. But it's only, the Minigayim is not like that only because we want to wait in order to be able to be so good in a tefillah. But if you can daven 6 o'clock like a mensch normally, same good as villa, there's no heter. So bottom line is there's no heter of shasat chak. A person can't say yeah it's a shasat chak. No, there's shasat chak, no heter. So bottom line is that a person do a quick job here and there, let it even be, but it's not something which you personally you have to think of, you have to work out, and it doesn't do anything, it's just a quick thing, it's mutter before shachris. But no, sometimes it's advisable, it works out much easier to daven earlier. I'm talking to myself, daven earlier rather than davening later, because there's so many things coming our day that we'd better do like we used to, like our great grandfather used to do 150 years ago, probably. I don't know what they did, but I imagine they woke up in the morning, there's nothing to do. Yeah. There's nothing to do besides to go to shul. Today, there's everything to do besides to go to shul before Shach. So be the Shem, do the right thing.
So taking the dustbin out of the kitchen, you could say this, you could do it.
I don't know.